Aristophanes really hit on something when he created his classic comedy, Lysistrata, in which the women of Athens withhold their favors in order to bring about peace on the battlefield, only to generate a fair amount of unrest at home. The musical comedy Lysistrata Jones upends the time-honored premise a little bit. Now the battlefield is a basketball court, and the goal is to win. Brad Powell is directing the Mono Valley Theater production that opens next week, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you. With a show like this, you know, for a director, I mean, where to begin? There's music cues, there's basketball, there's romance. What do you, you know, how do you keep it all together?
You are right. There are so many different aspects to this. And one of the wonderful things is that Manoa Valley has a great technical staff.
Uh-huh.
So we've had a lot of help from the set constructor, and the set is going to be marvelous. They've torn everything down, lowered the floor, so we're in a gymnasium, and it looks just like a high school or college gym.
So you've got hoops, you've got the whole thing, right?
Right. Well, we've got one hoop so far. We hope to get the other one up before we open.
Well, one hoop will get you by, right?
Right. We can at least practice there.
With a musical comedy, it's a lot of the success is kind of keeping the show moving along, right?
Right. And this show has no problem with that. It moves so fast. There are four basketball games in it. Some are look straight, like straight basketball. Others are dance. The way it's put together is really a lot of fun. And, of course, the girls, who are the cheerleaders, they're the ones that show off and have all the fun during the games, trying to get the boys to win. The boys, on the other hand, they just want to get through school.
Uh-huh.
This school, a university, Athens University, has not won a basketball game in 30 years. And so there has never been any reason to try to win. Anybody who's on the basketball court is just there for the popularity and to get through college. And so Lysistrata is a transfer student. She comes in and she sets everything on its ear. And she refuses to go out with the captain of the basketball team until he wins a game.
So motivation is the problem.
Absolutely.
With this team.
Right.
And they've just,
uh-huh.
That sounds like after 30 years, they've just lost all will to live. Right.
Right. Uh-huh. The alumni, nobody cares.
Yeah. So she's the driver of the plot, and then she enlists her fellow cheerleaders to withhold their...
She has to do some convincing. The girls don't want to give up having the dates with the boys. So she has a lot of convincing to do. But the gal, Jody Bill Buckler, is just wonderful. She is ideal for the part. And she has so much energy and so much drive. She actually encourages the cast to do the job.
So her character is a spark plug, it sounds as if.
Right.
And she's that
and
kind
she's
of actress.
She's just exactly that.
Uh-huh. How tough was it to cast this play?
It was amazingly difficult.
Because you have to be able to play basketball, right?
Well, that's what they said.
Uh-huh.
We got to the point where we didn't care.
Uh-huh.
Because they don't win. So I wasn't too concerned.
Not as if you had to be good. Huh?
At the rehearsal last night, there's a couple of boys who have worked so hard, they keep making baskets. I keep saying, stop making the baskets. It's just, you're not supposed to be that good.
Yeah.
But the casting was a problem because Mamma Mia was auditioning. We had so many musicals that everybody wanted to be in.
Yeah.
And Lysistrata Jones was the lesser known of all the shows that are going on in town.
Mm-hmm.
And so it amazed me. My other problem was that during auditions, I had to be in Los Angeles because I was working in L.A. And so I had to have early auditions, and there were very few people who were interested. But The beautiful thing was that Jody was one of the first people who auditioned, and I breathed a sigh of relief because I knew we had the main girl. And then we were able to cast the girls pretty quick, and then we got half of the boys. And then we struggled for almost 2 months trying to get the rest of the boys. And it is amazing to me how things like this happen. People became available, and it wasn't whether or not we needed to cast them, but it was because they were the only ones that were available, and they fit the roles perfectly.
Huge sigh of relief for you, right?
Oh, yeah. And we didn't get the last boy until 2 days before we started rehearsals.
Well, this is this offers a little bit of insight into what your job is, Brad, because it's kind of like a mosaic, right? You're putting all these pieces in place, and maybe only you know where all the pieces are supposed to go.
And many times I don't even know which piece goes where.
Yeah. But it's a process that involves a lot of sort of happy surprises, right? Where you just luck into something that works.
And we are ecstatic. Keith Griffin, the music director, and I are just overwhelmed at how wonderful the cast is, how perfect they are for their roles, and how it's coming together so beautifully.
Sounds as if you got it down to a really effective running time, too.
Yes. I'm surprised. Most musicals run about 2.5 hours, and even with the intermission, we'll come in probably just a little over 2 hours. So it's very tight, very fast, and of course, basketball speeds things up if it's played right, and the songs are so much fun, and it has a gamut of styles. From rap to music comedy to rock and roll.
You know, you always think of that moment in musical comedy when there's the love song. Uh-huh. Is there such a song in this show?
Actually, there's two.
Uh-huh.
There are two beautiful solos. Lysistrata has one, and the basketball captain has one. Because in the process of the play, you think they're going to get together because she starts dating him immediately, but it ends up that they both find somebody else. And it's when they sing those songs to their new counterpart that we have some very beautiful, beautiful songs.
That's another twist, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a lot of fun, Brad.
Oh, it is great.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Brad Powell is the director of Lysistrata Jones, which opens July 7th, runs until the 24th at Mono Valley Theater, and you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.